Governor of Cumberland, his warrant calls. And if thou dost not hide thee from the bear, now when the angry trumpet sounds alarm, and dead men's cries do fill the empty air, Clifford, I say, come forth and fight with me. Proud northern lord, Clifford of Cumberland, Warwick is hoarse with calling thee to arms. Of one or both of us, the time is come.
Oh, Warwick!
Stick thee out some other chase, for I myself must win this deer to death.
Then nobly, York. Tis for a crown thou fightst. As I intend Clifford to thrive today, it grieves my soul to leave thee unassailed. What seest thou in me, York? Why dost thou pause?
With thy proud bearing should I be in love if thou weren't so fast mine enemy.
Nor should thy prowess want praise and esteem, but that to shown ignobly and in treason.
So let it help me now against thy sword, as I in justice and true right express it.
My soul and body on the action both.
Addressful lay. Address thee instantly.
The end crowns all.
Peace with his soul, heaven, if it be thy will.
A Clifford! A Clifford!
She was confusion, always on the rout. Fear flames disorder, and disorder wounds where it should guard. Oh, war, oh, son of hell, whom angry heavens do make their minister. Throw in the frozen bosom of our part hot coals of vengeance! No soldier fly! He that is truly dedicated to war hath no self-love. Nor he that loves himself hath not essentially, but by circumstance, the name of valor. Oh, let the vile world end, and the purpose in flames of the last day knit earth and heaven together. The general trumpet blow his blast. Particularities and petty cells to cease. Hast thou ordained, dear father, to lose thy youth in peace, to achieve the silver livery of advised age, and in thy reverence and thy chair days thus to die in a ruffian battle? Even at this sight, my heart is turned to stone. And while it is mine, it shall be stony. York not our old men spares. No more will I their babes. Tears virginal shall be to me even as the dew to fire. And beauty that the tyrant oft reclaims shall to my flaming wrath be oil and flax. Henceforth I will not have to do with pity. Be thine infant of the house of York, into as many gobbets will I cut it, as wild Medea young Absartus did. In cruelty will I seek out my fame. Come. Thou new ruin of old Clifford's house. Get in here. Old Anchises there. Swear I thee on my manly shoulders. Aeneas, or a living lord. Nothing so heavy as these woes of mine. Ah!
Lie down there. We're underneath an alehouse poultry sign. The castle in St. Albans. Somerset hath made the wizard famous in his death. Sword, hold thy temper. Heart be ruffled still. Priests pray for enemies, but princes kill.
Away, my lord! You are slow! For shame, away!
Can we outrun the heavens? Good Margaret, stay.
What are you made of? You'll not fight nor fly. Now, it is manhood, wisdom, and defense to give the enemy way and secure us by what we can, which can no more but fly. If you be ta'en, we venture see the bottom of our fortune. But if we happily escape, as well we might if not through your neglect, we shall to London get, where you are loved, and where this breach now in our fortunes made may readily be stopped.
But that my heart's on future mischief set, I must be forced, and yet bid you fly. But fly you must. Uncurable discomfort reigns in the hearts of all our present parts. Away for your relief. We will have to see their day, and them our fortune give. Away, my lord. Away.